I see you finally woke up. You seem confused. Don't you remember what happened? Well, let me enlighten you. One of my knights caught you spying on the borders of my kingdom. He hit you on the head and brought you to me. Do you remember now, spy? Who am I? You are in no position to demand any answers from me. Look at yourself. Injured and chained up in a place you have no idea how to get out of. Now I'll be the one asking the questions. You were trespassing. You did not know. Are you sure? I'll admit you do look like a fool, but I'm also pretty sure that you knew exactly what you were doing. So do not waste my time by making up lies. You are a knight from the human kingdom, aren't you? Did the pathetic piece of garbage you call king send you here to spy on us? I shall call your king whatever the hell I please. Who's going to stop me? You? You say that. You say our ruler, your ruler, is just trying to protect his people from ourselves. Yet he is the one that provoked us. If I declared war against him and his kingdom, it is because he forced me to do so. It probably was his intention. Ways to cause a war and then act like a poor, poor victim. Well, let's see how much longer he can keep that up. What am I talking about? Oh, do not tell me. Your king didn't to tell you about his schemes. He did not inform his own knights. Did he just send his army to a war without even explaining why he broke down? Well, he's even worse than I imagined. Poor, poor little humans. Don't know nothing about anything. Just blindly following orders like a whole bunch of lapdogs. Oh, such language. Aww. Is the lapdog getting upset? If you would shut your mouth and stop cursing at me, I shall tell you how everything started. And maybe this way you will see who is really the villain here. I see. I piqued your interest. Very well then. Everything started about a year ago. I'm not sure if you're aware, but our land is full of crystals that are linked to the magical energy of all the elves who live here. The crystals are what make us in our land strong and capable of using magic and creating magical objects. was in one of my weekly meetings that I was informed that our people who lived near the borders were growing sick. And it was spreading all across the kingdom. No doctor could tell us exactly what was the issue. So I, along with some of my trusted mages, traveled to the borders to do some research. We discovered that some crystals from the border were missing. And that was the cause of the sickness. Of course, we did not know who or what took the crystals. So we put some knights around the border to guard it. And soon, they reported seeing humans invading and stealing the crystals. Most of them were, of course, taken down. But two of them were able to flee. And I was livid. My people were losing their health. And all because you humans were getting greedy and decided to take what isn't yours. Then, trying to remain somewhat reasonable, I wrote a letter to your king, informing him of what was happening and asking for help. Because, naive as I was, I assumed he was unaware. Of course he wasn't. He knew all the time. In fact, he is the one that sent the people here to steal from us. No, your king never answered my letter. And I was getting desperate, because more and more elves were getting bedridden. So I sent more and more letters, one more desperate than the other. But of course, still no answer. Then, I sent my younger brother. He's used to handle diplomatic issues. But when he came back hurt, saying that the king refused to receive them in his castle, and ordered the human knights to attack my brother along with his companions. At the same time, my father and our king fell ill. I got completely lost. I was seeing everything going downhill, and there was not a thing that I could do about it. Now, thankfully, our doctors and mages created together this rock, if you will, that worked like a substitute for our crystals. But it is a lot weaker than them. Nevertheless, it helped our people get a little bit better with time. Now, these rocks, we cannot depend on them. Not for an extended period of time, at least. So, I had to make a difficult decision. I declared war against the human kingdom. Because I prefer to die in the battlefield, fighting for what is right for me, my family, and my land, rather than to slowly wait for death inside my castle. If I am going to die anyway, I am going to do so with dignity. And I am taking your filthy ruler to hell with me. Now, that is all there is for you to know now. Whether or not you choose to believe me, that's up to you. Yes. My father is the king. I am currently his oldest, and therefore regent. I have no reason to lie, but like I said, it's up to you if you choose to believe me or not. Changing the subject, I think it is my time to get some explanations. Well, When my knight brought you here, he confiscated something from you that you were carrying. This sword. Where did you get it? Was it your king that provided this to you? Do the other knights have one like this too? Oh, they do. The entire army. I see now. That is why your king stole our crystals. To make weapons to his little lapdogs. Don't you understand? When you held this sword, did you not feel the magic running through it? This sword was made with one of the crystals from my kingdom. I could feel its magic calling me from meters of distance. As if it was begging me to come and take what's mine, what belongs to my people. This sword is not yours and it will never be. It is mine. And it knows who its true owner is. And now that I have it with me, I can make use of it. Now that I have your neck at the tip of my sword, what shall I do with you? No, I won't torture you to get information. I could, but seeing since you did not even know why you were in this war to begin with, I doubt you will have any kind of valuable information that I can make use of. So what shall I do with you then? I'm certainly not going to free you. I'm sure you can understand why that is. Yet, I have no use for you. So perhaps I should just end your miserable life. Oh, you poor human. It is miserable indeed. You serve a selfish, untrustworthy master who steals from others. In my opinion, that makes your life pretty miserable. No, you do have information, do you? And what kind? And how do I know if you're saying the truth or not? Indeed, yes. I can see that you look pretty desperate right now. Do you want to live that badly? Even if it means betraying your own king? Well, human, it seems like we can at least agree on something. Your joke of a king does not deserve loyalty. I'll make you a deal then. You give me one small piece of information. Something that I can check if it is true or not. If the information you give me is true, I shall take you out of this cell and give you one of the most luxurious rooms in this castle. I will feed you and treat you as one of my people. I will make you someone important in this land. And I will be someone worthy, giving you loyalty to. But if you give me false information, I will kill you with this very sword you dared to think was yours. Now, do we have a deal, human? Splendid. Tell me something worth my time, then. I see. Keep going. There are 5 more knights spying on the borders. That is not possible. My gods would have seen them for sure. They're using camouflage magic devices. Made from stolen crystals, for sure. I'll make sure to tell my men to look up and down for these spies. If they focus and pay better attention, they'll be able to feel the magic flowing from the devices you told me about, and they will find the humans that are hiding. Maybe I should even go myself. I can feel the magic better because of my royal blood. Yes. I keep my words. If the information you told me is true, I'll stick to my end of the bargain. You don't trust me. I suppose that's fair. Then, let me promise you in the album way. When we elves make promises to each other, we swear on our hearts. Then we kiss each other on the lips to seal the promise. The promise becomes unbreakable, and we lose our honor if we break it. Is that good enough for you? Why are you getting red? Stop thinking weird things. It's just how we do things here, and there is nothing more to it. Great. Let's do it. I, princess and regent of the Elven Kingdom, promise to free the human from their cell and take good care of them for the rest of our days, if the information they gave me is true. I will make them one of my people, and trust them in the future as well. I swear on my heart. Now, time to make it official. Maybe we should do that again, just to make sure, of course. It's done. I'll come back tomorrow to update you on your faith. I'll also send someone to get you out of these chains and to treat your injury. Have a good rest, human.